And now this is a dictation for Carl. K-A-R-L. Ockerman, O-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, April 7, 60. Address this as a letter to Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, Family Practice. Dear sirs, a follow-up for Carl, history of chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, gout, last visit in January, right-sided total knee replacement accomplished without side effects in March, completed physical therapy, no anti-inflammatory agents. There are plans to do the same on the left probably by November. Review system down being negative. Weight is stable. Pressing medications include HCTC potassium, Norvasc. Terazosin helps blood pressure, but he's using it mostly for bladder and prostate. On physical exam, blood pressure by nurse high, 163/93. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no major edema. The right knee surgery is well healed. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry. Are from March. Creatinine has fluctuated 1.8 to 1.9. Low sodium, low potassium, elevated bicarbonate, stable anemia at 13.3, no activity in the urine for blood of protein, Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease associated to hypertension. Blood pressure has been difficult to control. He's concerned about using potassium because of side effects of the diuretics. As blood pressure is not well controlled and low potassium, I advise him to try aldosterone antagonist, Aldactone, that might control blood pressure better and help us with the low potassium. We will try to wean potassium within 24 hours after starting an Aldactone and monitor potassium kidney function within a few days. He's going to be out of town, so we will do this when he comes back. He's avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. There has been no evidence of atherosclerosis on lower extremities, heart or brain. Primary hyperaldosteronism, of course, it will be in the differential diagnosis. We'll see how he reacts to Aldactone for further advice. Or is it discussed with the patient, end of dictation.